Hi there, Marcelo. Marcelo, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Carlene wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And, well, happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I can't complain, Maury.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. Customers are going to find you, find your website. They won't already need to know the name of your business, but they're looking for lawn care or for mulching or power washing. Your business and your website will pop up where people can find it on their own and pick up the phone and call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, and it is offered on a month-to-month basis. The best part about it is you're not going to be paying per lead, and you're not chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. You're just getting calls directly to you from both residential and commercial clients, okay? Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, social media, paid Facebook ads, Apple Maps. So you'll definitely be getting phone calls. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, recurring maintenance or otherwise, it's going to be a flat rate. Now, you qualify for reduced pricing. It's going to save you $300 a month, every month. It's a month-to-month service, and as long as you keep the service, the price would be reduced from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to just $299. That is our Black Friday special. It's the lowest rate that we've offered all year, and like I said, the best part about it is it locks in that price for you. Now, being that it's a month-to-month service with the calls coming directly to you at that reduced flat rate, I'm sure that's something you would want for Crestview Landscaping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Google it, you know. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. When you say social media, right, how would you open a social media? So is you going to open by companies, own them. I think this to do anything with, let's say I have my personal account with Facebook, right? So
right.
I want to be do nothing my name with Facebook, you know? So I have to.
So it's not going to be linked to your personal account, and it's just for people in your area on their Facebook page, okay? So, I mean, obviously when you're on Google and Bing, people are doing an active search. They're typing in keywords related to your services. Now, for Facebook ads, anyone in your area, and we can target specific cities, zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found, either for high-end residential clients or for commercial clients. And when those people are on their own Facebook page, you'll have ads that run there as part of their live stream. You know, they're scrolling through looking for something to look at. If they need your services, they click on it. They click on that ad. Cost us about 22 cents. It's included in that $299, okay? And then they click on it. It goes to your website. From there, they pick up the phone and call you directly. So it's just another way to reach more people. It's kind of the best of both worlds because you'll be right there as one of those top options in the exact moment that someone is actively searching for a company to provide the same services that you provide. You'll be on Google and Bing. And then for people who know they need your services, when they see your ad on Facebook, they click on it, it goes to your website. Like I said, it's just another way to reach more people and definitely should be included. I mean, when you're going up to even 100 miles for the right job, you definitely want to have that strength of programming to target your entire service area.
Okay. Look, I really have been thinking about it. Before, a year ago, I never had thought about it, but want to increase my, let's say I want to grow the business. and I'm looking
right.
to, even though I have someone who is taking care of our stuff, let's say, like clothes and things like that, or flyers, business card. You have someone who's taking care of, which he does the same stuff by and doing putting business on Google, right, and on social media.
Right.
But
at
some point, I never have started. We haven't discussed him for that, but I kind of keep thinking of it because I got a call from
you. Oh, you'll love it. Okay.
And look, being honest with you, I would like to try.
Okay.
You know, get a shot. Please,
yes.
Put some more than see how it looks
yeah.
like, if I like it. You know, see, I have to see how...
it is month to
much.
Month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would like to try and see, right?
Okay.
But definitely we work out, at least get a couple clients. I'm really kind
of
sick, which when
yeah,
work, you know what I'm saying? But did I also one more thing to say, right? Where did I have a website? I had to pay someone to create it. But,
so what if we do
yeah.
a website for you instead of having you pay someone else? I mean, what's going on with
no,
the website you've got? You have a website right now, right? Crestview-landscaping.com?
Yes, I do, but I haven't loaded up anything on it yet. I don't think I have an issue, kind of. Sometimes we are rushed with the work, you know what I'm saying? And
oh,
maybe
I see.
Sometimes
I gotcha. Pictures.
And I have taken some couple pictures, but but definitely, as I said, I would like to try it and see how it works out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I see that website's a bit of a work in progress. It's not completed, but... You know, the whole point of having a website is having people find you, you know, and seeing that website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a website's a great conversion tool. I mean, when people see it, they want to call you. But if it's not on that first page, you know, it's usually not seen by the intended audience.
Mm-hmm.
So the phone number that we're speaking on, the 571-376-8788, that's the business number, right? That's the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And it's also a smartphone. You can receive text messages on this number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, I mean, obviously, you know, things like business cards and things like that, I mean, people don't always keep them. A lot of times they just end up in the trash or on the ground, which is terrible. But when someone is serious about finding someone to work with, they're going to Google it. So I think you're really going to love it. Now, what is a good email address either for you directly or for the company itself?
I'm going to give you the company.
Okay,
so.
Sure, of course.
Give me a second. But I have a question, right? But
of course.
You were saying Black Friday, right? Like you got it last, you were open last month.
So the Black Friday special waives your setup fee. There's normally a $299 setup fee. That covers the cost of creating the content necessary to be on that first page, all the different destinations and directories. For, you know, making sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and fixing it if it's not. So there is normally a one-time setup fee of $299. This, though, is actually going to waive your setup fee, and it locks in the $299 as a flat rate with the paid Facebook ads included.
So...
And the email address, it's really more for us to contact you regarding your account. I mean, if it's a business email, that's great. For longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, we will use the email. Most of the time, though, we're going to just pick up the phone, Marcelo, and call you or send you a quick text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those or all of those?
I would probably do a message.
Okay, text message. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, text message is really the most common response for a service-based business, businesses that go out to the customer. And that's how your business works, right? There's no physical address. There's not like a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location. Customers never come to you. You always go out to them, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And Google expects it to be that way. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, since no customer has come to you, you won't have a street address listed. Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Google does want to make sure that you're active in the local area. I did see a physical address in Chantilly, the 25901 Quinlan Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, but I don't really like using that. I'd rather use PO boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to make sure that you're active in the local area. Google doesn't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those could be rented by someone outside of town, outside of the area. And for the local listing, Google wants to make sure that you're an active business. But like I said, they won't list any physical street address. They don't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door. Especially since you're out in the field most days. You're only going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And then, of course, with the marketing, you'll be able to be found really anywhere. And you'll go up to 100 miles for the right job.
Well, there is some state, a city I'm going to, like, let's say.
Yeah. We're not going to draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific cities and zip codes and even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you. What is that that company email?
Crestview Landscaping,
mm-hmm.
LLC.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So the name of the business @gmail.com. And then the business name for branding purposes is going to include the LLC, right?
On yeah.
Okay, perfect. Marcelo, Carlene did not get your last name. What is your last name, sir?
Sun. Space. A is an apple and C is a zebra. So there are two last names. So the first one, S-O-N, the second one, A-C.
So S-O-N, and then...
Yes, the first one.
Just A-Z? Or
yes,
K-A-Z?
Yes, second. No,
A-Z. A-Z like zebra.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. And then... If you don't have any other questions for me, we'll go ahead and get this set up. There's a couple of things that I need to do. One is to take a look at our client interview calendar. We will schedule a follow-up call so that you can talk to one of our technicians about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, like a tagline or a motto, a slogan. What is unique about your business? If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Now, I know the business is officially 5 years old, and you've got even more years of experience in the industry, so we'll definitely be promoting you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call. I think you're really going to love it. The other thing that's required of me, Marcelo, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it'll get recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving your setup fee and that we're securing the listing at that flat rate of $299 and that rate is a fixed rate, that it will never go up. Now, before I do get to that voice verification for that first payment of $299, Marcelo, will that be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Visa, but then I have some more one thing to say. Look, I'm one of the guys. Look, I have a question, right? How did you get my number?
So when these positions become available, our mapping coordinators get a list of pre-qualified candidates from our inventory department. So you have to be in the area. You have to have some type of online presence. So it might have been like from the website itself or like a lead service if you've got something like Thumbtack or Networks or Angie's Leads or a Facebook page, something like that. So you've got some type of online presence that indicates that you are in the area providing these services. And then, of course, if you have no bad reviews, then you would be on that list of pre-qualified candidates.
Okay, I see. Maybe just look, I'm one of those people, right, who has a hard time to trust people.
Let me do this. I want you to know that we're an actual legitimate company and that you're going to be in good hands, okay? The name of the business is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I'm going to send you right now a link to the pricing page off of our website, okay? So it's LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. We've been around since 2004, okay, and we are a Google partner. So I sent that text message out to you. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Okay, here I'm taking control of your online presence.
Correct, yeah. So you're going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So you'll see all the work that we're doing to put you and keep you on that first page. And, of course, you'll see all the work that you're getting from that first page placement. You'll see how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll also be able to monitor and manage your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, anywhere that we create content, if it's Yelp or Google, Foursquare, Facebook, wherever someone writes a review, it repopulates on your tracking system. So in one place, you can see those reviews and even request more reviews or respond to those reviews. Now, we've been around, like I said, since 2004. On December 17th, we'll be celebrating our 19th anniversary. That's a long time for any company, any industry, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet. 19 years is a very long time. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Keep in mind, Marcelo, it's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. So we have to get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. Our clients love the service because 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to companies that are listed on that first page, and no one cancels on profit. Now, halfway down, if you scroll down below that big graphic, that picture, it says Google Ads Partner. And then there's a box that says Google Partner. It's got that colorful Google G on there. Now, Marcelo, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is actually our official badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us straight from Google. You can click right on that box, and it'll take you to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. Now, that's going to make all the difference in the world. Of course, when Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time, so we can always make sure you've got the right content to keep you on that first page. So you are going to be in good hands. We've been part of the Google Partnership Program from the very beginning of that program. And the package here that we're talking about is the Platinum Package. It is, like I said, going to be a 50% reduction in the cost. So it's listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee. Instead of the $898, it's going to be $299 out the door because I'm waiving that $299 setup fee and reducing the cost of the service from $599 down to $299. So you're actually saving $599 in your first month, okay? So it's almost like getting the first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee,
But it's even better because next month, of course, when your phone is ringing, it's not going to be $5.99. It'll only be $2.99 moving forward. You're going to be grandfathered in at that rate, and it is an exact amount. So again, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click call, lead or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So residential or commercial, big jobs or small, recurring maintenance or any of the other services, it's going to be the exact amount, that $299, okay?
Okay. So when you say $299 for setup, right? And what about the first month?
So normally there is a $299 setup fee, but I'm going to waive the setup fee, and the first month itself is $299. Every month moving forward, you save $300, so it's just going to be $299 to get started. That includes the setup fee, and then moving forward, it would bill once a month for $299. So you save $300 every month.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's get a shot and see how it works.
All right. Is that Amex, Visa, Discover, MasterCard? A Visa. And on that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. You said it was a Visa card, Marcelo. That should start then with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4635 7806 0627 6138.
Was it 6138, the last four?
Yeah, 6168, I'm sorry.
6168. Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
3/28/2028.
The last three digits on the back of the card?
894.
So I have 894 on the back of the card. And then I've got March or 03 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Marcelo, was the card itself 4635 7860 0627 6168?
Yeah, 7800.
7800?
Yeah.
Okay. So four.
I'm gonna go get back to you. 4635 7800 0627 6168.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card the 25901 Quinlan Street, 20152?
No.
Okay. What is the actual?
No. That's, it's a, have a P.O. box.
Oh, the billing address is a P.O. box? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the same zip code, though, the 20152?
No, it's not.
Okay. What is the P.O. box, first of all?
P.O. box, 22-21-44, Chantilly, Virginia, zip code 20153.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So I do need to read that voice verification, and again, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. So let me just make sure that I've got that set up. Okay, so it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Crestview Landscaping LLC.
Okay, perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Can you say when it's title? What do you mean by title? The name of
like, yeah, you're the owner, the CEO, the president. I mean, it's an LLC. You okay. Might say president or managing director. It's totally up to you. Lead contractor. I mean, I know it's an LLC, but.
So I'm just going to say like, my name is Marcelo. I'm a contractor of Crestview Landscaping LLC.
Yeah, that's perfect. And your full name is Marcelo Son Az?
Yeah, my name is Marcelo Az.
Okay, so it's capital S-O-N space capital A-Z, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then Marcelo, as a contractor for Crestview Landscaping LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, Marcelo, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people who need your services can contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Marcelo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all the content we'll be creating for your company. We, of course, would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to the LLC included, we'll make sure that all of your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Marcelo, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate and consistent. Marcelo, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll make sure that all of that information is accurate. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, please just let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, that Black Friday special waiving your whole setup fee, it is month-to-month, of course, so this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of November, and the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course, in this case, we'll also be including the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included as well at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, just $299. Like I said, that rate will never go up on you. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, which means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. It is completely at will. You can also pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or if necessary, pause the service seasonally, you can do that by simply contacting our client support team. Marcelo, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Marcelo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, I'm not sure why, but I'm having difficulty with that number. I know I did verify it to you, and I did enter it and update it, so it's encrypted at this point. All I can see is the last four, the 6168, but sometimes it's just our system has a little bit of a glitch, and it just requires me to re-enter that card number. I do have it as 03 of 2028 for the expiration date and 894 as the code on the back. Would you be able to read me that card number again? I'll re-enter it into our system and see if our system takes it this time.
Okay, sure. It's 46. Three, five, seven, eight. Okay, what happened? So I'm going to read it back from the beginning.
Sure.
4635 78 00 06 276168 6168,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me update that in our system. Like I said, sometimes that's all it requires. And then it is 03 of 2028 for the expiration date, and the three digits on the back is 894?
Yeah.
Okay. So it does say that it was updated successfully this time. Like I said, sometimes our system just has a little bit of a glitch on that. And then one thing I want to do is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. This is that opportunity for us to really get information about how you want to be branded on online. We require or request a 1 hour window, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I can get you in the next hour, which of course is 2 o'clock, or this afternoon at 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
You say five, right?
We could do 5. Yeah, sure. So we'll do 5. It'll be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's a 1 hour window. It'll probably get to you maybe right at 5 or a couple of minutes after 5 and get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls myself when our technician is ready, I'll be part of that call too, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am already on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, I'm almost always on the phone with just short breaks in between. So if I'm not available, they will call you on their own. They'll do a really good job of taking care of you either way. I did, though, want to set up a little bit of added security on your account, whether I'm on that next call or not, just to protect you. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with
Crestview Landscaping LLC. Of course, we will want to make sure that they know the answer to the security question. Even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might ask you for the answer. And moving forward, Marcelo, anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Okay.
The city you were born in or your first pet?
Let's say a first pet.
First pet. And what is your first pet's name?
Max.
Max? Okay. Max. Yeah. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message that our automated system should have sent out to you by now or the email?
I got a message from you now. I don't know if it's the one you sent me early. It's where you send a message.
I did send you the link to the pricing page, but you should also get by text and email the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then that blue click here is hyperlink. So it would go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you able to see that?
We're here, have one. Otherwise, it's a Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Correct, yes. Yeah, if you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Talking about the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, it starts with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Which one, I'm sorry, can you say that again? I can't pay attention to what I'm saying.
It says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top, and then on the left-hand side, it's talking about services. Google Business Profile Optimization is the first one.
Okay, Google Business Profile
Optimization. So we're going to focus on Google because that's everyone's main focus. But we'll also mirror the content on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. Of course, the Google Business Profile, the directory submissions. You already have a website, so we don't have to do a website for you. We are doing the Facebook ads, though. I don't want to necessarily walk you through everything here, but you can scroll down if you like and look at that. And then, of course, there's a line, and then below it, it has your phone number and a couple of boxes. The one says, I agreed to receive SMS messages to my phone, and, of course, those are just text messages through the computer. You've already gotten a couple of those. Since text message is your preferred method of contact, of course, we want you to click on that box so that we can continue to send you text messages. And then the box below it just says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. Of course, you click on that box. In the longer box below it, Marcelo, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either copy and paste your name right there. Just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the M, the S, and the A are all capitalized. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, just click the confirm signature box to the right. And that does actually a couple of things. It allows us, of course, to know that you know that it's month to month, that you're aware that we waived your setup fee and that we've fixed your rate that won't go up. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that all the information that's already out there is accurate for your business and for us to fix it if it is not accurate. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that form when it takes you to the next page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
If I'm here.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. It's coming from the same dashboard portal, Marcelo, that you will soon be using to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks
two things, that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. And neither of which is true at this point. We have to do your client interview first for there to be the information for us to track. But once we do your client interview, in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and the default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine. I can actually give you the username. In fact, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is a reminder for that that follow-up call this afternoon. You'll also receive at 1 o'clock an automated email reminding you that the, not at 1 o'clock, I should say at 4 o'clock. You'll get that automated email at 4 o'clock reminding you that the follow-up call is at 5. But the calendar invite that I sent to your email address, it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for Client Interview in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, Marcelo, the username is your phone number. So if the area code's included, but it's just numbers, so not dashes or parentheses or spaces. So it's 571-376-8788. That's going to be your username. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, that's the support email, and you do have that also. It seems like our system caught up with all the emails. Please use your username or your phone number. They're the same thing. You can send anything there, and we'll just forward it along to the right department. Now, of course, the toll-free number is on there as well. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. You also received another email that says action needed, pictures needed to verify your Google listing. So it doesn't have to be everything on here, but anything that you can send helps us verify your listing. Google has made the process of being on that first page a little bit more comprehensive, and for a good reason. It is all by design to make sure that the businesses on the first page are actual businesses, legitimate companies that will provide that service when called. So if you have, of course, pictures of the tools and equipment, any service vehicle, is the business itself licensed or insured?
Look, we I'm working on a license right now. We are getting
Perfect. So when it is licensed, just send us that information and we'll be able to update it too. Any business card, you said you have business cards, so take a picture of the business card, send it our way through that link. Of course, you don't have like a workplace where, like a brick and mortar showroom, but maybe just a close up of the tools or, you know, where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for business, that type of thing is sufficient for that part of it, okay? Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send to us will help us expedite the process of getting you on that first page. Now, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you and, of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. I actually hope that I am between phone calls in that 5 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to call you, because it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you before the end of the day.
Okay. Yeah, definitely have a couple pictures. So, I mean, we have that work too. I have one more question. When you when we're creating a Facebook page or any page of social media, do I have an access to get through that? Or
yes. Yes. No. Of course, you'll have access to track that as well. So, I mean, we can, you know, have you set up a business page, and then we'll track it through that. We can link it to your personal page. Now, no one's going to see that, but that's just for your access. You can track it through your personal page if you want to go that route. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah,
Marcelo, real pleasure speaking with you. And like I said, hopefully I'll talk to you again before the end of the day.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you.
You take care. You take care, and we'll talk to you in that 5 o'clock hour, Marcelo. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, sir.